you know, we've been closely monitoring our water usage in town, and we had been staying at around 1.8, 1.9 million gallons a day. And then the weekend before Mountain Fair, all of our plants were on, for the most part, 24 hours a day trying to keep up with the demand. And when you're thinking about supplying water for firefighting, if we have a fire in town, and just for domestic human consumptive use, that gets concerning to us when we have both of our plants running at full capacity, because what happens if there's an issue with one of them?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what drove us to make the decision to go ahead and implement the water restrictions. And for those who don't know, the water restrictions are odd, even day restrictions. If your house ends in an even number, you water on an even day. It's really helpful for our water production for people to stay away from that 10 to 3. Not only is it probably the least efficient time to water, it also helps us kind of have two periods during the day, nighttime and that time, where there's low water usage, so we can kind of catch up. On top of that, stay away from as much outdoor water use as you can. Don't wash your patios. Don't wash your driveways because there's a little dust on them. If you're going to wash your car, use a bucket. Don't leave the hose running while you're doing it. Have a nozzle on it. Quick rinses, that sort of thing. We also do recognize that there are large systems, some of them operated by the town, some the school district, and, you know, RVR. So in those systems, what we've agreed to do is to reduce the amount of water by 50%. So you may see systems running daily, but they're only running half the amount that they normally would.
Mm-hmm. If this isn't abided by, or if we run out entirely, we stop outdoor irrigation altogether, right?
That's basically the next step in this. If we get to that point, I don't want to scare people, but I don't want people to think that this is just going to be okay the rest of the year. If the conditions continue, the board may very well declare a water crisis, which means an end to outdoor watering. In 2012, the river levels got to this point in September. There is a very good chance that unless something changes, we're going to end up having legs of the ditches we may have to turn off because there's just not enough water.